Paragraph Zion, V'alkein kishabo achei Yosef l'mitzrayim, v'ro shehem shovim b'tshuva al mechirosoi. And therefore, when the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik came down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef HaTzadik saw that they were doing tshuva for having sold him, that they were regretting it, they were saying, why did we, you know why we're in all of this trouble? It's all because of that. V'azai tzrichin lachzor l'schabrei moem, and Yosef HaTzadik understood that he has to rejoin them and reunite with them. V'oz yeh nigmar v'nishlem es oitzo, and that will bring to a completion of and perfection of Eitzo. Alkein lo yirotzo lehizvato lehem ad sheviyas binyamin. Therefore, he didn't want to really connect with them until they brought Binyamin. V'gam oz hoisif letzarum, and even after they had brought Binyamin, he continued to punish them, kidei sheyashuvu b'tshuva shlema b'yoyser, so that they should do real tshuva, to make sure that their tshuva would be complete. V'hoyo metzarom al yidei Binyamin daiko, and Yosef HaTzadik punished them via Binyamin. Shetzivo lahatmin hagoviya bamtachto, he instructed his servant to hide the cup in Binyamin's bag. By doing this, he was hinting to his brothers the mess that they had made in selling him as a slave, which is a pigam emunas chachamim, which causes pigam and eitzah. Sheikar ha-pigam magia le-binyamin at-tzadik, sheikar shlemos eitzah. You know where it really manifests itself most? By Binyamin at-tzadik, who is the symbol of Shleimus Oitzah. Ki habeis hamikdosh bechelkoi, because when the land of Eretz Yisrael was divided up, the beis hamikdosh was in the portion of land allocated to Binyamin. Ki Binyamin hoyonoki legamri mi pigam ho Eitzah Yisroes. Because Binyamin was completely pure and clean from the wrong kind of advice, which originated from the snake, which introduced death into the world. Ki Binyamin hoyonoki mikolze, Binyamin was clean and pure from all of that, like the Gemara says. Ki hu meis be'etyoi shel nochosh levad. The Gemara says that there were a few people who died not because of anything whatsoever that they had done wrong. They only died as a result of the sin of the of what the snake caused Chava to do. And one of them was Binyamin HaTzadik, Binyamin the son of Yaakov Avinu. Aval hu bi'atzmoi lo yhoyo lo shum chelik be'etyoi shel nochosh. But he himself had no part in the advice of the snake. He wasn't harmed by it in any way. He represented pure, correct thinking. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, V'alkein zocho be'emez shed nivnea beis hamikdosh v'kodesh ha'kodoshim b'chelkoi daika. Now you could understand why the beis hamikdosh and the kodesh ha'kodoshim was specifically in his plot of land. Sheshom ikar tikkun ha'etz v'kanal. Because that's what the beis hamikdosh is all about. That's what the kodesh ha'kodoshim is all about. That's from where the highest level of Torah, the highest level of Eitz HaToiva comes from there. V'alkein romaz lehem Yosef ha-pigam al yidei Binyamin at-tzadik. That's why Yosef at-tzadik was hinting to his brothers what they had really done wrong via Binyamin. She-pogmo al yidei pigam emunas chachamim anal. That their pigam was through by being pogim emunas chachamim. She-ikra ha-pigam magila b'chinas Binyamin. And you want to know what that affects the most? It affects Binyamin. Shu b'chinas ha-beis ha-mikdosh. It affects the Beis Hamikdash, which is in his land. Shehu ikar bechinas shleimus v'etzah kanal. That's the symbol of perfection of Eitzah. Gam herolahem. In addition, Yosef HaTzadik was showing them shaitei begam abunas chachomim goyrmim shema'alilim ala tzadiki emes shem bali Eitzah be'emes. That when a person is poigem in emunas chachomim, then they cause libels to be brought against the true tzaddikim, who are the real balei etzah, who are the greatest advisors in the world. Kamei shekosuv, as it says in Pirkei Avos, that a person who is zoche to learn Torah properly, v'nehenin mimenu etzah, were zoche to benefit from his real, true, accurate advice. So goyermen sheboiden alem ksovim koelu shem ganovim v'ramoim chasashon. When Klal Yisrael is poigim en emunas chachomim, they cause all kinds of lies and falsehoods to come out against the true tzaddikim, as if they're thieves and cheats. Ki'ilu kol hanagosam b'shvil geneva v'ramos chasashon, as if their whole life is just cheating people and stealing. V'oz hikiru hashvotim goydel pegomam. And that's when the Shvotim really realized the terrible damage that they had done. Ad hechon magia pegomon, how far their mistake had reached. Ve'oz shovu b'tshuva b'shleimus, and that's when they did a real complete tshuva. K'may shekosov, as the Pasuk says, after the incident with Binyamin, that's when they said, man noimar, man edaber, man etzadok, what can we say? What do we have? How do we have any way to show any righteousness? Hashem has caught us, has caught the sin of your servants. And by doing that kind of tshuva, by admitting completely to their wrong, then they were zoche to correct everything. Va'oz hizvado lehem Yosef, that's when Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to them. V'chozru v'nichlelu yachad, and they all became rejoined together as one. Sheze marameiz al soif ha'tikun ho'achroin kishyovo Moshiach. This is a remez to the final tikun in the end when Moshiach will come. She'oz yistakein ho'etzo b'shleimus. That's when Klal Yisrael will be zoche to real perfection of etzo. She'oz yachzor v'yisached malchus beis David shenech lekotchila. That's when the kingdom of Dovid HaMelech will rejoin the rest of Klal Yisrael, this kingdom which was cut off, which was split off. Shehu bechinas tikun pegam ho'etzo hanal, which is the tikun for the pegam ho'etzo. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'lo yechotzu l'shnei mamlechosoid, that the kingdom of Klal Yisrael will no longer be split into two kingdoms. You know, the David and Yosef. Ki chalukas malchus beis David, v'chalukas eitzo heim bechinas achas. Because the split in the kingdom between Dovid HaMelech and the other two, the two tribes and the ten tribes, the malchus beis David and the malchus of Yerovam and Avot, of Yerovam and Rechavam, is identical to the concept of the split in our ability to think correctly. Eitzo toiva versus eitzo ro. As Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal both speak about this a lot, that the whole concept of this split in Klal Yisrael, the split in the kingdom, where at first there was one king, Dovid HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, and then from that point, after Shlomo HaMelech, there was a split between Rechavam and Yerovam, that was all tied into this concept of a split in Eitzah. Because how did that split come about? When Rechavam listened to the wrong advice, he saw that things weren't going well with the economy. And it says that he had two sets of advisors. He had older people and younger people. His younger advisor said to him, "Yo, who's boss here? You're the boss. You're the king. You show them. You beat them up. You raise taxes and everything." The older people told him, "Don't you dare do that. The people are weak now and everything. You have to give them encouragement. You have to help them come back to themselves." And Rechava made the wrong decision. He followed the youths over the elders. And as a result, there was a rebellion, a revolt, and that's when the split in the kingdom of Klal Yisrael came about. It came about, again, by choosing the wrong advice. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal puts tremendous emphasis on this, that the whole split, the whole concept of not having clarity, not knowing what to do, not knowing to choose the right decision, is tied into the concept of the split in the kingdom of Klal Yisrael. V'al kein koiren haftoyre zois beparshas Vayigash. And that's why in this parsha Vayigash, where the whole problem of Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers comes to a head and is resolved, in that Haftorah is where we read about this topic of the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, that it'll no longer be split, but rather it'll be reunited. Shemedaberes may his chabrus malchus beis Yisrael, the Haftorah which speaks about the reuniting of the kingdom of Klal Yisrael. K'may shekosuv sham, as it says in the Haftorah there, v'lo yechotzu l'shtei mamlechoi soid, the kingdom of the Jewish people will no longer be split into two kingdoms. V'al kein nikro Moshiach pele yoyetz. And this is why one of the names of Moshiach is the wondrous advisor. Uchsiv, as the Pasuk says, v'nocha olav ruach Hashem, ruach chochma ubina, ruach eitza ugvura, that they will rest upon him a heavenly spirit of chochma bina, and eitza, advice, and gvura, and strength. Ki ikar hatikun hu tikun ho eitza, shehu ikar shleimus hatoira. Because the main tikun is when a person is zoche to the right eitza, to know what to do, to be able to make the correct decisions, which represents that, that's the perfection of Torah. When a person, with all their knowledge of Torah, knows exactly what to do and what not to do, for himself and for others. Kishezoichen al yidei tzadik emes lekabel misham eitzoy samitiyos kol echod v'echod lofi bechinosoy. When each and every single Jew is zoche to receive from the true tzadik the proper advice, each and every single person according to what they need, ba'oifen sheyuchal lahatzel nafshoy mini shachas, to the extent that the person should be able to save himself, save his soul, from going down into Gehenem chas v'shalom. And rather be zoche through the true tzaddikim to be zoche to eternal success.